Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hanging out with Clint.
Third down and four. Brady gets the snap. He throws back to the left. It's picked off. Roby across the 20, 15, cuts inside 10, and he's down inside the six-yard line. Bradley Roby, welcome back to the lineup in a big, big way.
My bad, Bradley Roby. My bad, Mark Vandermeer. My bad, Ben Gary. With Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham. Bradley Roby's first game back in about a month and a half. He gets the interception. Nearly had another one earlier. Smitty said a nice veteran move. Didn't quite get away with it, but almost had two interceptions in that game. The Texans secondary guys, they held Tom Brady to 7 of 19 at halftime. It's the career low for Tom Brady. Third time in his career he's been 7 of 19 at the half. And, you know, the secondary's come a long way to be holding one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, the greatest quarterback resume of all time, to 7 of 19 throwing and just barely over 50% by the time the game was over.
Guys, when I saw Gerrion Conley on the inactive list, and I know he's got had a hip that's banged up or whatever, but when I saw that name on that list and it didn't consist of any of the other guys, I had a good feeling about the secondary. For the first time in a while, you know Bradley Roby's going to be on the field. I'm completely aware of the fact that he's on a one-year prove-it deal and that he's got a lot to prove coming off of an injury. I think it's fair to say that everybody was really excited about what he brought to the table the first 8-9 games of the season, however many games he was there. I mean, 7 games, however many it was. I think we saw glimpses of a guy that could be a long-term answer here at the cornerback position. And so when I knew he was coming back and it was such a big game versus New England, and New England at the skill position, receiver position, was had some issues, all of that combined, man, it just took the chance of the Texans winning that football game to a whole nother level. Nobody ever would have thought that they would have dominated the game the way that they did. The box score, the 28-22, the final score, that is very misleading relative to the game. If you were there watching it, the Texans dominated this football game. And I think a big part of that starts with the fact that Bradley Roby was available. The trickle-down effect is real when you talk about Jay Joe and Vernon Hargraves, and Romeo Crennel's ability to use those guys creatively was really impressive.
Yeah, when you saw Bradley Roby out there, you know, you talk about a guy that can match up one-on-one with anybody, and we talk about the fact that Julian Edelman, he got doubled for a large portion of the game, but he wasn't doubled every play, and I remember significantly or distinctly watching a play where they were in the end zone where he just matched up with Edelman and just shouted him the whole play, and he couldn't get open, and he looked at for the other side, the other receiver was covered by Jay Joe, and so Brady had nowhere to go with the ball.
Yep.
I also remember seeing a play of Bradley Roby running stride for stride with Philip Dorsett, I believe it was, or across the middle on a dig
yes.
route. Like, Bradley Roby is one of those guys that has the athleticism and the skill set to run with anybody on the field, and so when you implement a guy like that into your defensive lineup, it gives you, as a defensive coordinator, a lot of different options of how to disguise and to play certain looks when you're going against a team like the Patriots, man. And so it was good to see him back. I'm glad that he played an entire ball game, was completely healthy throughout the game. You could tell he took a while to try to get that hamstring back ready to go. And when he came out there, he looked just like he looked before he had left. And so he's a big-time player, man, and he's going to make himself a bunch of money. I remember tweeting it last night. Like, when he got that pick, I was like, hey, that's one of those plays that yeah. – everybody is seeing it. And so, you know, will he be here with the Texans next year? Who knows? But for this season, he makes the defense and that secondary that much better to where they can compete with the big boys. And all you care about right now is the right now. And so I'm glad that Bradley Roby is back in the lineup and playing at the level that he can play at.
Yeah, you got a good snapshot last night of what he's capable of doing, right? I mean, because he moved, as Wade said, he moved into the slot a couple of times in the second half. He blitzed through the A-gap or B-gap to start the second half so he can play in and around the line of scrimmage. He can play the slot. We saw him do that before he got hurt. But think about it like this. When all those six DBs are out there that I mentioned, your four cover guys with Lonnie Johnson, Jonathan Joseph, Bradley Roby, and Vernon Hargraves, and then your two safeties, which you can play one high or you can play two high, with Justin Reed and Tayshaun Gibson. Those are your six guys out there. You're it's from a depth standpoint and a quality player at each of those six positions, you're as good as anybody in the league with that particular depth. So what you get, Wade, is you get, all right, now you can, with Justin Reed and Vernon Hargraves, you can double somebody in a slot. Well, okay, so if they try, this is what New England tried to do, was, okay, we'll take him out of the slot and we'll put him out wide. Now you can't double him, but now you got J-Jo on him, or if it's the Bradley Roby side, now you got Bradley Roby on him. So it's, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. There's not very many receivers in this league that can hurt you enough from the slot that you have to double them and then all of a sudden jump outside and be good enough to constantly beat J-Jo or Bradley Roby. And so defensively, particularly in the secondary, this Texans defense is shaping up to be really, really nice for this stretch run.
And another thing it does is once you get all of those DBs back healthy, as you saw last night, it makes your special teams better because now guys like Jahlil Adai, a guy that had to play a bunch of snaps when Justin Reed was out or when Tayshaun Gibson was out, now he focuses his whole entire being on playing special teams at the top level, and that goes with all the other DBs. If your fourth, fifth, and sixth cornerbacks are having to play significant defensive reps, that takes away from what you're getting on your special teams. And so now you have guys on the roster that you had to pull off the street. Now you have guys that are having to do double duty. And so anytime you get healthy at the defensive back position, it makes you better at special teams. And I think you're seeing that with the way that they're playing the past few weeks with the Houston Texans.
Let me throw a number at you at how good the secondary was against Brady and the Patriots. We talked about how he was sacked three times, how Brady was hit 12 times. Well, according to Next Gen Stats, Brady was averaging 3.25 seconds to throw yesterday. This season, all year long, he's never had more than 3 seconds on average to throw per pass attempt in a single game. So what that tells me, those were coverage sacks. Those were coverage hits yesterday against Tom Brady. You were getting some pretty good pressure, but the secondary is what was able to really allow it.
I think it was complimentary. I mean, I think the pressure and the coverage have to marry one another in order for you to have success. And so the times when they weren't able to get there up front, the coverage on the back end was really good. And I think a lot of people, probably coast to coast now, instead of giving the Texans credit about how they covered and how good they potentially can be in this secondary when everybody's healthy, I think the conversation is gonna tilt the other direction of Brady's getting old. They had the flu. Brady doesn't, you know, he doesn't have the weapons around him. And all of that may be true, right? But when it's all said and done, that's the same team that was sitting at 10-1. That's the same team that went in against the Dallas Cowboys last week, very, very good defense, and in terrible weather, put 16 points on the board, right? It's still that's a defense that caused that turnovers, that caused problems for the Cowboys offense. That was a very good football team that the Texans beat yesterday, and I hate the fact that a lot of the conversation is going to be tilted towards what New England maybe didn't do or what New England maybe was going through or the fact that they're not putting the right skill players around Brady at this point in time instead of giving the Texans secondary in particular credit for what they accomplished.
I tell you what, man, I love that they don't give them credit. I would much rather the Texans to fly under the radar. I've been saying this for weeks now. I want people to give everybody else credit except for the Houston Texans. I want the Houston Texans to just be completely bought in internally of what that they have to do to win each and every ball game. If they have that chip on the shoulder where nobody gives us respect, great. I would much rather that as opposed to having the opposite where everybody is singing their praises, because it's hard when you see all these positive things said about you to stay humble. It's harder to do. And so, yeah, keep on giving credit to the Patriots and blaming the fact that their players can't play and keep telling the Texans that they just a bunch of guys and they're average players and this and that, because let them have that chip on the shoulder and something to prove week in and week out. And I think that's the way that the Texans have a much better opportunity to go on a run and get ultimately where we all want them to go, which is to a Super Bowl.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.